Okay, so when you say the C-O-N or C-O-M syllable, con and com, in some words, or many words, the vowel will be neutralized. It becomes schwa. So instead of saying contain, it becomes contain. So the way to remember how to make the schwa vowel sound is to just say the syllable, the consonant, K sound, k. And then the sound that comes after that, the little in your throat, is in fact the schwa vowel sound. So don't try to make the sound and don't let your vocal cords tighten up. Just say k. And then go on to the next consonant sound, kun. And then say the second syllable very quickly and strongly so that the first syllable can remain weak. It's easier if you get through it quickly, as in contain, contain. So I'll read a few of the words now. Oh yeah, and by the way, as you practice the list, make sure you read the list slowly so you can concentrate on the idea that you have to neutralize that vowel sound. Otherwise, you could just fall back into the habit of pronouncing the vowel sound in the way that you typically do or have done. So here's how it is. Contain. Conserve. Condition. Condone. Concern. Conceit, conceal, connect, conduct. Okay, so now I'll read a few of the words from the C-O-M prefix list. Compare, commission, combine, commit, command, compile, computer, commend, complete. Okay, that's it. So just a quick review. When you make the K sound, k, just remember after you say k and you release the tension in your throat, the little sound there in your throat is in fact the schwa vowel sound. So the difficulty in making this sound is not allowing your vocal cords to tense up. And the only way to make sure that they don't tense up is to read through the list slowly, concentrate, take aim before you say each word. And that's it.